This week, we have learned a language.
My mom is in her 60s and she's just started learning Spanish and she can already like chat to me a few words a day and it's great.
We've gone outside.
Engaging with nature has been shown to improve people's happiness, reduce their stress and anxiety.
Taken a bit of exercise.
Mid-morning, mid-afternoon, just for 10 minutes in the living room. I did it with my wife.
Did she now? And did a bit of reading.
Just allow yourself that to really give yourself a bit of space just to recharge, get away from the tech.
Honestly, all good ideas for what you can do with your 1 hour lunch break. Giving you some other ideas there as well, maybe, if you are suddenly working from home. Of course, someone has to ruin the fun eventually. And today I'm joined by Dr. Catherine Huckle, clinical psychologist from the University of Surrey. You want us to tidy up, Catherine.
I know. I'm sorry, Leslie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Maybe not quite so fun as some of those other ideas that you had this week.
Okay. Why? I mean, to be perfectly honest, if I had a lunch hour, I probably would spend it tidying up and begrudge every single second of it. Why do you think we should be doing it?
Well, I don't think it necessarily has to be every day. But what we do know is that having clutter around us or an untidy living and working space makes our life harder. So it places an extra psychological demand on us. If when we're moving through our house and we're trying to use things as we want them to, we can't use them like that. So if you think about going into your kitchen to make your sandwich at lunchtime and your work surface is covered in bits and pieces and you've got to clear those away before you can start, that's an extra task that eventually kind of leads us to feeling overwhelmed and stressed if we have to do that in every element of our home. So if we can spend a bit of time, and not as I say, not necessarily every day, but so we're tidying on our own terms, that feels a lot more manageable than if we have to try and tidy at a time when we haven't expected to and we've got other things that we want to be doing. So what we suggest is kind of a sort of a time, maybe a couple of times a week, where you decide to spend 10 or 15 minutes having a tidy round to keep your mind a little bit clearer, to remove those distractions if you're working from home, and to make your home easier to use, essentially.
That is really interesting. Now, when I was at university, and it was funny talking to Rob just then and hearing the experiences of his daughter up in Leeds. When I was at uni and I'd have to write an essay or do my dissertation, I would live in squalor and filth. My room would just become a sea of rolled up bits of paper, discarded food, and I would live in absolute squalor. But I almost needed that somehow. I thought it inspired creativity somehow. And then when the essay was done and the dissertation was done, I would then do the clean down and feel like, oh, my mind is free and empty. There is a weird kind of psychology behind it, isn't there?
There is. And it's also worth saying that people have different tolerances to mess and clutter. So that can be really frustrating. If you're somebody who's super tidy and you live with somebody who is not, obviously that kind of creates a little bit of a difficult dynamic to live with. But we all have different tolerances depending on our experiences growing up of how messy our homes were or kind of the way that our brains work. So we can all manage different levels. And some people like yourself, it sounds like, can manage to focus and get something really good done, or get enough done anyway, let's say, when there's mess around.
So how tidy are you, Dr. Catherine Huckle? Put it all out there. Are you a clean freak? Are you on the Marie Kondo scale of tidying an organisation?
I would love to be on the Marie Kondo scale. Unfortunately, I've got two small children, yeah. So they battle against that every day.
I feel you, Doctor. I feel you. Thanks ever so much for talking to us this morning. Really appreciate your time. What an absolute pleasure. Dr. Catherine Huckle there from the University of Surrey at 7:30.